and the government.
You said the emergency rule was necessary to deal with security threat and extremists, but you wound up putting many people in jail who were political opponents, judges, media, made people think that's who Musharraf thinks the extremists are, the media,
yeah.
the opponents.
Yeah.
It doesn't engender a lot of confidence in you that you believe in democracy. Yeah.
We have to understand, we don't want agitation here. We are going in for politics. We don't want agitational politics. Agitation means breaking down everything, burning things. That cannot be allowed. So therefore, if anyone is trying to do that, we will stop it. That is the way it is in Pakistan.
But you don't get locked up when you put out a story or say something
again,
that the government doesn't like.
The issue is different, right? In your country, maybe you don't hang people. Here we hang people, okay? Now don't teach us what you have. We will not impose what you have in your country in Pakistan.
You said in your speech, the back has been broken of terrorism. In the West, there is a perception that $10 billion in aid has been given here to help educate and squash terror, and that the situation in many ways seems worse. What do you say?
We are fighting terrorism everywhere. But when you say about $10 billion, sir, this is most of the money is for services provided to troops, okay?
Do you have a concern that in the military there is a rising division between those who want to fight terrorism and those who have sympathies for some of the more radical Islamist movements, and that there is a tension in this country about whether or not you should be fighting these people in the first place?
This is what the Western media always keeps saying. We have gone through 30 years of turmoil. We were first fighting for 10 years, Mujahideen, Taliban, we were training them. You were giving us money to train them. You were giving us arms to hand over to them. That is what we were doing. For one decade we did that. And we launched a jihad together. Now suddenly you leave us. We handled this situation up to 9/11 for 12 years all alone. Nobody else. And when Osama bin Laden factor came in and the world wanted him to be shunted out of the place, who was doing anything?
You brought up Osama bin Laden. Obviously, for the Western world, he is the face of terrorism. I know you've been asked 100 times at least. They believe he's here. Why haven't you caught him?
Could we? Could be. We are together on the intelligence. We are cooperating fully. And who has more intelligence? Intelligence is human intelligence,
mm-hmm.
technical intelligence, aerial intelligence. Who has technical intelligence and aerial intelligence?
The U.S.
Yes, sir. But we cooperate very well. So if there is a failure, it's not Pakistan's failure. Please don't accuse us. So,
if you knew where Osama bin Laden was, would you go in and get him and turn him over to the United States?
No, let's not get into the semantics, but we will get the target. Yes, indeed, absolutely.
Even if it were Osama bin Laden?
Absolutely.
And you would turn him over to the U.S.?
Let's not talk about whether we'll turn
it's
him over to the U.S.
Though,
or we'll
President.
Do something here. How will we behave with him? We'll treat him very well or we'll beat him up or something. Why get into
but
that?
But it's a big question, certainly to the Americans. This is enemy number one for them. They want to know that their friend in Pakistan is on the same page, and that if he caught Osama bin Laden, he'd turn him over.
I think the people who need
my interview with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. It turned out to be a feisty one. The president seemed to relish the give and take, which produced some startling and surreal moments. He even suggested at one point that Osama bin Laden is living quietly in Washington, D.C., home to the powerful woman he called Iran's enemy.
You called Secretary of State Clinton an enemy of Iran. Do you consider President Obama an enemy of Iran as well?
I consider that there is a difference between Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton, but I'd like to ask, is Mrs. Clinton a friend of Iran in your opinion, as an American? In your mind, do you think she's a friend of ours?
I believe that Secretary of State Clinton is a friend of the Iranian people. I believe she is opposed to some actions of the Iranian government, specifically the development of nuclear enrichment, which could lead to a weapons program in the future.
Very well. We are friends of the American people. But if the United States stores several thousand nuclear bombs, threatens others, interferes in other countries' affairs, I would say these are actions that we're opposed to. Does that turn us into an enemy of the American people, or the enemy of the wrong policies adopted by some authorities? Is Mrs. Clinton a friend of the Iranian people? I represent the Iranian people.
How are President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton different?
Mrs. Clinton is interested in speedily moving relations with Iran to the point of a clash. Based on the information we possess, Mr. Obama does not have such an opinion. But there's a lot of pressure going around.
I spoke with President Obama in Prague 3 weeks ago now. He said he would push very hard for another round of UN sanctions unless and until Iran comes into compliance with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
No problem. Any measure he takes will be confronted by a position that we will announce.
How so?
We don't have a special friendship with Mr. Obama. We will act the same way as we have been doing so far against hostilities. Don't worry about us. We know how to defend ourselves.
You're not concerned about sanctions, even though it's not just the United States, it's France, it's Great Britain. I spoke with President Medvedev in St. Petersburg. He said now it's time for sanctions against the Iranians as well. Iran is becoming increasingly isolated.
We will not accept something that's being forced upon us. The issue that three or four countries possess a nuclear bomb and want to prevent the others from its peaceful nuclear energy goals, it is in violation of laws and against justice, and we will not accept it. Therefore, let's put it aside. This is not something that by threatening Iran or putting pressure on Iran will force Iran to change its positions. This is not something that will work. Its time has passed. For them, it is better to cooperate with Iran according to the laws.
But Mr. President, do you understand?
According to justice and on the basis of friendship.
You talk about international law, you talk about principles of justice and friendship. Do you understand how so many in the world community cannot take your statements at face value about nuclear weapons? You say you don't want nuclear weapons when you refuse to comply with the guidelines set out by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
118 member states of the non-aligned movement have declared their support for Iran's position. Don't they count? 57 Islamic countries have supported the Iranian position. Look, Mr. Stephanopoulos, this outlook is wrong. This opinion that some American authorities have are the root cause of the world's problems. That someone who possesses nuclear bombs tells others not to use it for peaceful means.
It's clear from here, from listening to you, that you're not concerned about another round of sanctions, but it's also been pretty clear to most observers that if Iran continues on this path, that the state of Israel will take matters into its own hands and take out and Iran's nuclear program through military means.
Iran will definitely continue its path. You should not even doubt that we will continue our path.
But aren't you playing with fire, the potential of an Israeli military strike?
Do they want to attack us? They're not a factor in our defense doctrine. We don't even count them.
You don't plan for that at all?
They're finished. The Zionist regime is finished. They can't even manage Gaza. They want to get into a conflict with Iran? Everybody knows about this, and I'm surprised that you as a professional journalist don't know. All world politicians know about it.
So you're not...
The Zionist regime can't manage Gaza. Do they want to get into a conflict with Iran?
One final question. There's a new documentary out that says that Osama bin Laden is living in Tehran. Is Osama bin Laden in Tehran?
Your question is laughable.
Why?
The U.S. government has invaded Afghanistan in order to arrest bin Laden. They probably know where bin Laden is. If they don't know where bin Laden is, why did they invade? First, they invaded. Then they tried to find out where he is. Is that logical? Do you think this is logical?
What I think is that you didn't answer my question. Is he in Tehran or not?
Our position is quite clear. Some journalists have said bin Laden is in Iran. These words don't have legal value. Our position towards Afghanistan and against terrorism is quite clear.
Is it true or not?
Maybe you know, but I don't know.
I'm asking you, you're the president of Iran.
I don't know such a thing. You are giving news which is very strange.
So let me ask it a different way. If you did know that Osama bin Laden was in Tehran, Would you show him hospitality? Would you expel him? Would you arrest him?
I heard that Osama bin Laden is in Washington, D.C.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. He's there because he was a previous partner of Mr. Bush. They were colleagues, in fact, in the old days. You know that. They worked together. Mr. bin Laden never cooperated with Iran, but he cooperated with Mr. Bush.
I'll ask one more time and then I'll let you go. If you knew that Osama bin Laden was in Tehran, which you say you don't, if you knew, would you expel him? Would you arrest him? Would you show him hospitality?
Our borders are closed to the illegal entry of anyone. Anyone, whoever that may be. Whether it's the three American mountaineers, Mr. bin Laden, or anyone else, the borders are closed. Our position is clear.
But you deny categorically that he's in Tehran today. He is not, Osama bin Laden is not in Tehran today?
Rest assured that he's in Washington. I think there's a high chance he's there.
I don't agree, but thank you for your time, Mr. President.